Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm Randy Engston, your host for the day, joined with Zach Columbia.
Yo, yo.
Welcome back. Welcome. How we doing? We just got back in town. We took some of the Iron Circle out to speaker school.
Yep.
Out in Providence, Rhode Island at Perform Better Headquarters. A lot of great nuggets. Obviously, I love seeing the breakthroughs of everybody over day one to day two. And it's a skill set that we feel transpires to every direction of life. So if you have the opportunity in one of Thomas's future workshops, I recommend jumping in. But for today, we're going to continue tickling your eardrums with a little bit of knowledge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Have you ever been in a situation where you just don't see things, maybe the emotions of what you're doing or just being too close to the problem kind of clouds your judgment? That's what we're going to dive in today. And kind of dissect some of this. And Zach and I were having a conversation. I'll let you kind of lead with it. But we're big believers that quite often, you know, running a business, you're too close to the problem and you don't see opportunity or errors or things like that because you're in it. You're doing it every day. And sometimes you need an objective eye to look at the business and see those opportunities, see those areas for improvement and so forth. But why don't you start us off kind of laying the foundation for today's episode?
Yeah, well, I would just, let's paint the picture of this. So if you're a gym owner, you have competitors. There's probably within 5 miles at least one gym close to you. I want you to imagine you're a secret shopper. They don't know you. You walk into their business. And you pretend to be a customer. You're interested in working out and becoming a client of their gym. Well, what are you going to do? You're naturally going to search for faults. You're going to search for things that you do better that you pick up on in their gym. So maybe, you know, you're getting a tour and you're walking around and you see, you know, trainer over there in the corner and they're not paying attention to the client the way that you think that they should. And then maybe you look across and you see another coach and that coach is letting a client get away with poor form. Maybe as they take you around, you know, you're looking down, you notice there's a cobweb in the corner. There's, you know, some scuffs on the wall and you go into the bathroom and the bathroom's not spick and span. And you sit down and they take you through a consultation and you're going through a kind of role play on a consultation and you're picking up things that you're like, oh, they shouldn't say that. I say it this way in my conversations. And if you were a client, if you went through the whole entire journey and you became a client and you signed up and they're nurturing you and you're coming in for your first session, all these things, you're going to be analyzing and you're going to be looking at and you're going to be comparing yourself, but you're going to be searching for the things that they're not doing correctly that you do better. And I would say that if you and I went into their business, how many things would we pick up on that they're not doing well?
Yeah.
There's power in kind of a secret shopper.
Yeah, big time. I've had the conversation with our coaching clients.
Yeah. And so I would say that's the benefit of having a coach.
Yeah.
Right. Is somebody that's not so close to the situation that is coming in and looking at things objectively. But if you're that, if you as the gym owner or that secret shopper, you're going into somebody else's business, you're going to pick things apart. You know, and but you're probably as many things as you pick up on in that person's business, we could pick up in your business, you just don't see them.
Sure.
It's, you've got tunnel vision. Everybody sees things through a different lens. I mean, I remember there were times when I was the director here all the time, it was actually like every single week, Tim would come in on Tuesdays to record and he would be like, you know, that needs fixed or that needs cleaned or whatever. And he would pick things apart, man. And they were things that I didn't see at all in the gym. Because I was coming in and I was like, I had, you know, oh, I got to call this person. I got to talk to this member. I have tunnel vision. I'm focused on the things that I have to do. He's coming in and he's going, okay, this is my business. I'm a customer walking in here. What needs to happen? And that was the perspective he had all the time.
Yeah.
However, he would do that when he first got here. Then what would happen is I would give him the mail. And he would get the mail, and you know where this is going. That's why you're laughing. Yep. He would get the mail, he would open the mail, and then he would just like drop it on the counter and then like walk out and leave the gym for the day. And he just like left all the junk mail just laying out in the middle. So if he had walked in and seen that, he would have been like, Zach, what is this? Why is this out of place? What's going on? This needs to be, you know, put in its right place.
Yeah.
But now he's out of that mindset and he's in a different mode and he's thinking about different things. He's probably like, I got to get out of here and go get on a call or whatever. And so his mind is in a different place. And so he drops the mail and he's out instead of throwing it away or whatever. And so if you're a gym owner, it's like you're walking into your business, you're going to see certain things, but there's going to be just as many things that you don't see. And I'm using the example of, you know, a cobweb, a trainer not picking up on form or those types of things. But how about from a business standpoint?
Oh,
not just like the visual experience of it, but how about from a business standpoint? That's really where we come in. I mean, all those things are really important. We still talk about those and all that. But what if we came into your business and we were like, you don't have training at 6 a.m.? 6 a.m. is like the most prime time spot of training, or you're offering this type of training. You have one-on-one training at 6 a.m. and you just stifled your ability to serve 12 times, 14 times the amount of customers in that time spot. And you're making $100 that hour instead of $200 that hour. Or you have a staff member that is here six hours a day and they're not full time, when you could pay them 2 hours a day, fill up their schedule and have a full time employee that now doesn't have to have a second job. And that's only going to cost you $5,000 a year to get that loyalty and buy-in. Think of what that can do for your business.
Yeah.
Or your marketing and paying for these leads, and then it takes you 4 hours, 5 hours, 12 hours sometimes to make the first contact with somebody because you don't have the system in your business to have automation that touches that person immediately if you're busy and you can't.
Yeah, don't have the bandwidth.
Don't have the bandwidth to call them as soon as they come in. You don't have the speed to lead, you know, capability. So there's all these things that you may be doing in your business. And a lot of times because you're in it and you're doing it and you know what needs to get done, you just continue doing it and continuing getting it done versus stepping back and being like, hey, there's a better way. So if you go into somebody's business, you can identify a lot of these things. But a lot of times when it's your business, you don't see it. It's a blind spot for you.
Sure.
And then when somebody points it out to you, I think the first initial reaction is a little bit of, you know, pushback because you've just been doing it and getting it done for so long.
That's how we do things around here.
That's how we do things around here. But then when you take a step back and you look at it, objectively instead of subjectively, you go, ah, there is probably a better way. And then when you see what that can do for you, you're like, yeah, that is a priority of something that we need to fix in our
business. Yeah, and I think some of that, like that initial pushback is that emotional reaction, right? Nobody likes being called out or nobody likes being necessarily, I don't know if wrong's the right word there, but, you know, nobody likes being recognized for the things that they could be doing better. And I think that emotionally being a gym owner where right, wrong, or indifferent, right? People treat this like their baby. You have to have a subject or an objective eye on your own business. You have to be able to create the gap to step away, to look at it with and look at the whole picture, not just the quality of the experience on the floor, but are there other opportunities within my business that I'm leaving on the table? And it could be everything from schedule to price point to billing frequency. You know, success leaves clues. And when this industry is very, we lock on things so hard. So much of this industry is being done in a way that was created 30 years ago when training started to really, you know, take off. And if we're not constantly stepping back and looking at what the opportunity is to make progressive change that will help the business succeed for the future and future pace it, maybe even, you're going to end up either hitting those glass ceilings or losing clients, or sometimes you're leaving money on the table that you don't even realize is there because you haven't created a system or an opportunity to address some of those things. So I can't remember the coach, but years ago, somebody that we were working with used the analogy that you don't repair a car while driving it. And that one really hits me, especially in this situation, because you're walking in your business every day and you're driving that car. And, you know, the check engine light might be on or you might need fuel or all of these things. But if you don't see it, if you can't identify it, if you aren't aware of it because you're so close to the problem, all of those things will continue or will never get addressed, will never get optimized. And you're going to end up like they will affect the business. They will affect the potential and where you could take this thing. If you don't have the opportunity to, maybe it's bringing in a coach, maybe it's bringing in a secret shopper, maybe it's like what, or maybe it's stepping out of your business for a couple of weeks and then coming back.
Let me pause this episode for a second and say something to the gym owners who are listening right now, guys. One thing that I've learned after working with thousands of gym owners is that success in this industry can be incredibly isolating. When you're the owner, there aren't many people that you can actually talk to about your real problems. Your staff depends on you, your clients see you as the leader, and most gym owners that you do run into are still trying to survive this month. But when you get into the right room with the serious operators, everything changes, and that's exactly what the Grow Summit is all about. Over 1,000 gym owners from all over the world have come to our summits to spend 3 days around other owners who think bigger, move faster, and refuse to settle for average. You'll leave with better ideas, clearer strategies, and relationships with people who actually understand what it takes to build a great gym. And if that sounds like the kind of room that you want to be in, join us June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now. All right, let's get back to the show.
And really looking at all of those things to identify areas of opportunity, but we don't create that type of opportunity for ourselves in our businesses, I think.
Man, okay. So you made so many great points. I think that how did you say it? You said nobody likes to be recognized for the things that they're doing wrong.
Sure.
Really great way of putting things.
Softly.
Pocketing that. But it's so true. Like the more effort you put in to something, even if it's not getting you anywhere, the harder it is to make a change.
Sure. Oh yeah.
You know, because it's like you and Tim did an episode, it's been a few weeks back now, but it was about like the sunken cost, mm-hmm. right? Like you can't have a Dave Ramsey like attitude. I think it's the same episode. I might be
merging a couple
together, but the idea was like, hey, you already have this sunk cost in this business. It's like, I'm already so far in, it's too hard for me to pivot.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you've been doing something the same way and putting in so much effort to keep that engine running, it's hard to then shift to doing it a different way.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is, like, years ago, I had a Jeep. I loved this Jeep, man. And it somehow got like a crack in the head. It started leaking radiator fluid.
It's a Jeep. Not shocked about that, but
it's still cool. I love it. It was a diesel Jeep. That's why I loved it so much. But it started leaking radiator fluid and I couldn't find the crack. And so it's like I would drive it every day and then I'd have to fill it up with radiator fluid after like going 70 miles, 100 miles. And it's like I just kept doing that over and over and over again. And it's like, this problem isn't getting solved. I just have to do that as like a maintenance thing. And how long can you really do that
for?
And the same thing applies in your business. It's like, if you just keep patching the holes and
putting out the fires
and all that, like you're never going to solve the problem. But I think that in this case where that analogy kind of breaks down is you have to know what the problems even are in the business. And sometimes you get so used to putting out the fires and grinding and just doing the thing that you don't look at it as a problem. You just look at it as like a way of doing business.
Good point.
When somebody else can come in, like I could, if I didn't know, right, if I'm not a mechanic and I'm just driving, why is this thing leaking radiator fluid? I have no idea. I just have to keep pouring it in. And you go talk to a mechanic and the mechanic's like, hey, you have a cracked head. They know, they identify the problem immediately and they know what the solution is for that.
The fix. Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's what you have to do to fix it. Well, man, do I want to fix this? It's going to cost X amount to make that change. I'm not going to be able to drive it. I have to send it to the shop. They have to take, it's going to be a week of downtime. Like, when can I do this? Do I do it now? What happens if I don't do it? Like what happens if I just keep doing what I'm doing? There's all these scenarios that you have to go through to decide like, okay, is this worth it or not worth it? And so, but that would be where the professional would come in and say, hey, if you don't fix this, here's what's going to happen. So I can't make the decision for you, but here's what other problems this is causing in your business. And if you fix it, those problems go away.
Yeah.
So is it worth that temporary pain or is you do it now?
I like the term. I've always said, you know, we choose our hard. It's hard going in every day and having to put out the fires. You don't necessarily realize it's hard because it becomes part of the game type of thing, part of what you do on a daily basis. But then you could also look at, you know, the changes they have to make as a different kind of hard, right? And you said it really well, right? Is it a temporary pain point to fix these problems for the future? Or am I okay taking those problems and just continuing down the path? And I think that's what a coach or a mentor or, I mean, even networking with other gym owners and seeing how others are doing it, the community component, right? Just being able to talk to other people who are in this industry doing things well, that's where those things come to light, you know? And they show you the path down this, or they show you the opportunities down this path versus this path. And my personal belief is more often than not, you know, those difficult short-term hardships for the means to an end are usually the right path. Otherwise, you find yourself in those cyclical positions where you're dumping radiator fluid into the business on a daily basis and expecting a different result. It's a definition of insanity. We've all heard it a million times, right? You're pounding your head against the wall, hoping something changes. And I wish more gym owners saw the opportunities that they have in front of them, or could you know, work with people that could identify those things, and they took that action that ultimately leads to a greener pasture, if you may.
Well, I think one thing that's really important is knowing what is possible. Because if you know what's possible, then you can back into it to say like, well, why am I not at that level?
Sure.
Like why, if this is what's possible, what's out there and I'm here, something needs to happen in order for me to get to that level, and usually it's not just work harder.
Because
gym owners are really hardworking,
willing to do the work.
They're willing to do the work. And so one of the things that I think we've tried to do at Gym Business Coach and previously ProFit is say, hey, a $1 million single location training gym is totally within reach.
Very feasible. Yeah.
It's very doable and it's way simpler than you think. We do with 5 employees.
Yeah.
5 employees.
And less than 200 members.
Right. It's just having the systems and the right frameworks and all of that. So if you're not at $1 million, and it doesn't matter where, there's no judgment here. Like you could be at $10,000 a month. But if you're at $10,000 a month, you are stuck in that tunnel vision. And you don't, if we walked into your business, we would go, okay, here are the things that we need to do right now to get you to $30,000 a month. When you hit 30,000, okay, here are the things that we need to implement to get you to 50.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see those because you just don't know what you don't know. But you have to kind of start with like, where does my gym fall, I guess? And then take a step back and start looking at things without emotion.
That's a big part of it.
Without emotion, look at it as objectively as humanly possible that you can. We don't have any type of system for this currently, but get on a call with us, guys. Yeah. We'll do a secret shopper. We'll just start asking you some questions,
yep.
Right? To see like, oh, well, here's 5 things that you need to change right now that are going to unlock a lot of revenue for you. Sorry, Tim, I just created that. I just created that for everybody. I'm like, hey, just book a call. We'll do the secret shopper thing right now. You know, for whatever amount of money, we'll fly out to your gym and walk around and
it's so true too. And I think
there's no takers on that, by the way. Like, no, I don't want to get beat up. Nobody likes to be recognized for the things
they're doing wrong. But there's something to be said about that, right? Once you become aware of something, you have the opportunity to fix it. You have the opportunity to make the change. And if you're not going to put yourself in a position to become aware, you're always going to be, what is it, James Clear? Like, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And I think that's huge in this industry because everyone's got, you know, everyone envisions this goal, but are they creating the systems and what they need, the business structure, all of the the formulation of all of those things in play that goal can actually be a reality. And if you're unsure of that, this is a medium plug for coaching, right? You have to put yourself in that position of vulnerability. You have to be willing to maybe feel some early pain in the way of paying somebody else to take the look at the business. But there's so much benefit to that. I mean, I do it when I walk into restaurants every time. I mean, I can't shut off the monitoring of systems in a business. You know what I mean? And that's what we bring to the table. That's who we are.
Well, I'll leave everybody with this. There are 4 gyms that you own. There's the gym that you see.
Ooh.
There's the gym that your staff sees. There's the gym your clients see. And there's the gym that your gym can become. So the next time you walk into your gym, I would challenge you to try to look at your business through each one of those lenses as objectively as possible. Just do yourself a favor and take 5 minutes and think about each one of those. See what you come up with.
Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that could be said after that. I think that mic drop moment there. Guys, it's our mission. I mean, obviously, we've got this podcast. I don't even know. What is this? Episode 730-something, maybe?
Close.
There we go. Look at that.
Yeah. No big deal. I just knew.
You know, we give these things away to you guys each and every week because we do believe in the gym that your gym can become. You know, we've created a path for ourselves. Tim's created a path here with Legacy that, if nothing more, can show you what is possible. And I think our premise here is that you take that back and you go look at your own business and you see what's possible with it. So take from Zach's advice, spend 5 minutes on each of those versions of your gym. Do it with as little emotion as possible and look at it objectively. And then see your areas of opportunity. It's not just the cobwebs and the cleanliness. It could be the way that you do your onboarding. It could be the way you host your sales consultations. It could be the way you nurture and steer leads to the next step in the journey. All of these things matter. And if you don't have the level of intentionality around each of those, you're probably just mailing in some of those. And so spend the time. If you need help, that's what we're here for. There's a link in the show notes. We'll leave you with that. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.